consequences.
Forge ahead. Don't stop. Never stop learning. Always reach out to better yourself.
What do you hope your legacy is?
That love is what really matters. When you get down to the basic center aspect of what healing is all about, it's about love and life.
Good morning, good evening, and possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. I am somebody who has transversed throughout this physical plane for so long in the 3D. As we all transition into the 5D of higher consciousness, enlightenment, and love, I wanted to show you a plethora of good things that come along every day's adventure, and to also tell you, in a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think. Tonight's topic is one of those discussions that is probably one of the most eye-opening experiences I can give to you. And for a brief moment of time, I want you to really listen to this simple statement. Nothing lasts forever. And that's beautiful to say. The fact that everything comes to an end, your favorite show, the curtain will fall, your favorite car will eventually stop working, your favorite meal will eventually be all gone, your favorite person will eventually pass on, your favorite thing to do will eventually be too far from you, and the experiences and places you may adventure to will all seem to be a memory once again. Everything in life comes to an end, and it's one of the most beautiful, poetic things to ever experience in this life. For imagine for a brief moment if you were eternal, and you too could live forever as God, to be completely and utterly devoid from physical attributes, none of the sins, no emotions, no senses, true divinity. Do you think there would be much of a purpose if that was to be the case? If you knew that you could outlive everybody and anybody you would ever meet, would you want to be here to watch them all come and go? Would you even be able to enjoy the things as you're doing them? For if it'll never end, what's the point of enjoyment? For to be eternal, then there's no point at all. Think of it this way. If you knew you could continue eating forever and ever and ever, never get full, and you would never have to stop, would you keep eating? I feel like you eventually would get pretty bored of it and find something else to do, or nothing at all. What if that's the purpose to all of this? What if that truly is the secret coding? To just enjoy the moment in whatever way it comes. I think long and hard of so many different attributes of life, the secrets, the coding, and why we are so mortal in this experience. Why is it that most people, the best days of their life, they never know it's actually happening or happening until it's already gone? Why is it that so many people are always so caught up in the things that have already happened that they forget to enjoy right now? Why are so many people worried about the future and what will happen when right now they're not even doing anything to atone or to obtain it? It's kind of fascinating, isn't it? The whole concept of time. And the reason why we believe that it's real is because we're told that we only have a brief time. But in factuality, are we even anything brief at all? Or are we truly eternal? Just in a singularity of an experience, a memory, laying down right now, going through everything we've ever done, on our way out, almost like a movie, living as a first-person experience and enjoying everything and anything that comes to us? What if the true purpose of this existence is to just experience as much as you can, and to take with you as much as you can back to wherever we came from, to Source itself? Maybe that's the true purpose of all of this, is that we're merely meant to enjoy, and to live, and to love. Maybe we're meant to fall so deep in love, it scares us. Maybe we're meant to get so close to somebody, we don't know if we can even get any closer, or if we were even meant to ever break apart. Maybe we were supposed to cook such a perfect meal that everything after it, we try to attain again or compare it to. Maybe you had to lose that love to know love was real. Maybe you had to find something in life that almost seemed make-believe, fantasy, a unicorn, to really shake you to know that there's great things out there. Maybe you had to have a tire pop to remind you that you're driving a little too fast, and you're really just washing away every moment that you're driving. For myself, I commute every day. For 5 days a week, I drive to LA. Some days I work from home, but most I have to drive to LA. It's about an hour drive, sometimes more if there's traffic, sometimes less if it's late at night. But I enjoy every time I drive, because for about an hour's time, I can be silent. Unless a good song comes in the car, and I start becoming my own Shakespearean self, and singing so loud that it actually takes more energy than I thought it would take to get home. But the point is, I'm living within the moment, and I have no expectations of what I wish, because I know it's all going to end. And that's why I love it even more. Think about it for your life, right? Let's say you're in a situation right now that is just downright shitty. Not a good time. You're scared, confused, lost. Maybe you're going through a hardship with health, maybe financially, maybe even emotionally or relationship-wise, all of these things. I have a secret for you, and hopefully it makes it a little bit easier to get through. It's going to eventually end. Everything does. Let's say you venture down the path and get a little too drunk one night, a little too high, maybe a little too many psychedelics, and the walls are melting around you. If that's the case, and you had too much of the forbidden fruit loop, it's going to end. So just enjoy it as much as you can. Suffer as much as you can, because then it shows you how to succeed. Enjoy the failures. It shows that you tried. Eventually, when you succeed, all of those failures won't matter anymore. If I told you on the 52nd try, wouldn't you be excited to do 51 times as quick as you can? You know? It's so simplistic, I think, at the end of the day. And again, so poetic. Because if I knew a moment would last forever, would I enjoy it as much? And I've really thought about that too. I think that's why the Matrix system is kind of, in a sense, beautiful in its own way. Because if there wasn't this system that pulled us away from one another, would I yearn for you as much? Would I miss your touch, the taste of your lips, the feel of your skin, and the warmth of how it shines within you? I could probably say not as much, because I know it's going to be forever. But I'd be selfish if I said that I didn't want it. I would be a fool to say that I wouldn't want that forever. But I think I'm glad that I can't get it. I don't want to be stuck in a forever that will wash away the experience and the value it gives me. For that's the purpose of why I enjoy this life so much. Because as I'm talking to you, I know one day I won't be able to. And so it makes me enjoy this that much more. It lets me know that in this world, there's things that maybe I won't even be able to see, to not understand. I won't be able to know everybody's story. I won't be able to see every place that has to offer. And I won't be able to do as much as I truly would like to. But I think that's where the priority comes in, and the enjoyment of accomplishing things then within that time. You see, I don't exercise as much as I do to live longer. I want to feel good in my body and show myself that I'm using it to its max potential. I don't eat as clean as I do to live longer. I do it because I want to radiate at my highest frequency, and I want to be able to be mentally focused, uncloudy, Cognuity. I want to have so much mental focus that I can literally do anything and say anything at the exact moment of time. That I don't have to sit there and think, I don't have to recollect, and I don't have to search through that cloud of memories. They're right there at the tip of my tongue waiting to be said. That's where you truly live. When I sit with you, I don't think what to say. I just say what is meant to be said. When I hold you or touch you or whatever, or tell you, it's just meant to be. There's no other way around it. Why would I fight or overthink something that is there? Why would I go up to a flower and question why it looks so beautiful? Why would I carry it around with me and want to show it off to the world when that's not my job? I'm supposed to enjoy what's around me. And that's, again, the beautifulness and the poeticness of everything coming to an end. That's why I think this should be a reality check and a wake-up call to all of us, to enjoy your family. I'm not scared to say I love my mother to death. I'm truly a mother's boy, and I love her to so many ends. She did so much for me. I came from a broken household where my mother had to do everything for us. And in doing so, it taught me compassion and empathy, how to be strong and to work for what I want, how to be just and to be kind, to be empathetic and to be open. She taught me so many things that it makes me cherish her that much more because I know my time with her will come to an end one day. I know that the days that she's busy or she likes to watch her reality TV shows, I don't care for them. I know there's no point to them, but to her, she enjoys it. So I'll sit next to her for a while and enjoy her watching them because I know that's what she loves. Why wouldn't I want to see you at your happiest? I'd be a fool to tell you otherwise. Why would I tell her to stop watching what she enjoys? That's her thing. I just want to see you do your thing. That's where I'm truly happy, is seeing you in the moment at your best state. Think about how beautiful that is. Why would I want to change you in any attribute other than help you? If you ask for advice, I will give you my insight, but I will not choose for you. I'm chosen. I've chosen myself. That's why I'm so comfortable on this road, even if it is alone, because I know where eventually it goes to, back to where I came. And the beautiful part is, I hope I have so many things to bring back with me to it. So many interesting people I met, so many experiences of what I had to do, so much light and love that it almost seems unrealistic with how much I attuned to, so much compassion, so much zest and fuego, and possibly even some body experiences, but that's lower energy. Or is it higher, depending where you're at? I think that's what it is. It's a comedy. Life is really a giant comedy. Laugh at yourself. It's not meant to be taken serious. None of us are getting out of this alive. So why have so much hurt and hold on to things? Why are you literally carrying so much baggage when you're not going to be able to take it with you at the end destination? You're going to leave it anyways. Are you telling me that you would rather let something magical pass by you because you just can't stop doing what you're doing? My past. I don't know. This was me. It's too much to do. Okay, well, I wish you and I bid you adieu. What else can I say? That's the entirety of why this is so perfect. And I love the experience. If you offered me right now the riches of the world, a life of thousands of years, or simply just being able to do the things that will bring me closer to myself, source, and the things that I love the most. I'm a hopeless romantic. Let me love on somebody for a little bit. Let me show them the things of compassion that Shakespeare himself would be almost very attuned to. Maybe a little jealous with the way I came up with it. Maybe Aristotle and Socrates would sit back and be like, "Great Scott, that man is robust, vindictive, and charming. We should call him Fabio." That's the way I see it. That's why I think I put all of me in anything I do. Because guess what? Eventually tonight's show's gonna end. And why would I want to feel like I didn't give you everything? I can comfortably say and confidently put myself behind it, I never end a show thinking what else I could have done. Because this is all that I was supposed to do. That's why I'm doing it. I don't think, I don't guess, I don't act. I don't even read anything. I'm looking at you the entire time. And it's good to see you. You look beautiful, by the way. Is that a new haircut? A little trim? Something new you did with the styling? You smell a little bit better? Maybe eyebrows a little bit shorter? Maybe it's just your glow. Got a little sunlight in you? Did you finish a fast? You look good. And I'm enjoying the moment with you. Because for this brief moment of time, it's just you and me. And my voice. The thing that was given to me above all else. The thing that serenades you and makes you feel comfortable and at home. The thing that at the end of the day makes you appreciate yourself. Because I don't know how to tell you this, but if you dig my show, you dig yourself. Because I'm you. And that's what this show is all supposed to do. Nothing else new. Go away. Shoo shoo. Isn't it beautiful, though? That's why I think I love every time I go somewhere new. And I live in it so prevalently because I know it will eventually end. When I go to Yosemite, when I went for the first time, man, I think that was the longest week of my life. And I went myself because I was in the best company I ever had. And you want to know what's really cool? I got lost a few times. That's how I was ending up being found. Because there really is no set destination in sight for any of us. Death isn't even the end. Think about that one. Like, that's powerful, man. You're just a physical experience. You're a thing taking on a human entity body because this three-dimensional has coding. It has formation. It has restrictions. It has requirements. So for me to do any of this, I have to have the body. And if I want to give you the truest form of me, it has to be anointed. That's why I'm going to be fasting so much more and regularly, because I think there's important things I can only get when I'm fasting. Sure, my body might lose some muscle mass, but it's going to be lost eventually, so who cares? I just like working out. I love feeling my body. Like tonight, oh my goodness. If you saw the leg day I had today after an entire beach day yesterday, and I was walking so much at the beach yesterday, if I can just say this, I was looking for somewhere this entire time and I couldn't find where it was. I was carrying probably one of the heaviest things I had because I'm just that type of dude. I like to bring like water, snacks, etc. I just want to make sure everybody's comfortable, right? I was looking so long for this place. I got lost, ended up being at the wrong location, had to walk back, drive to a new one. It was such an adventure, but you know what was so cool? I got lost. So it allowed me to be found. And that's why I knew it was so cool, because even though I was walking around, I even thought about it too. I was like, you know what? No cell service here. Maybe I'll just post up and just enjoy the day by myself, you know? Like, whatever happens, happens at this point. I knew it would come to an end. So that's why I cherished it that much more. And I think so too. This is probably one of the coolest parts about knowing that eventually it all comes to an end. It makes you work for it that much harder. It makes you take those chances, even when you don't think you will. It makes you take leaps of faith that are almost terrifying because you can't see the bottom when you jump. But you want to know what's magical? There is no bottom. It's just up to you where you land. You can fly or you can fall. Woe with me, misery, and keep going into darkness until you finally think like, okay, I'm good. So you stand up and you're right back out. It's like you're in a kiddie pool and you're afraid of drowning, but you just got to stand up. I think that's really beautiful. Because to me, I am truly somebody who has been so prevalent with trying to really incorporate myself with anything and everything. If I'm in somebody's company, you get all of me. There's nothing to hide. I kind of just been so open with the sense that I feel people's energy, and I'm getting more kind of telepathic with my abilities and being very much so an empath and feeling how people think and see and how they react. I really focus on the fact of being aware of you. And if I notice there's something that I maybe am doing incorrectly, I negate it because I know it's going to end. So I don't want to hurt you. That's why I would never get into an argument with anybody anymore. I'll get passionate. Don't get me wrong. I mean, hey, tonight was the first night I've streamed on Twitch and TikTok in a cool minute. And there were hundreds of people who all joined like, we missed you. I love your content. You're so passionate. Everything you're saying is facts. And it's like, well, I'm not trying to be right. That's why I know I'm saying what's the real part. Because if I'm trying to be objective or biased or to prove a point, well, then there's nothing really for me to say outside of what is. But that's not fun. I don't want to be somebody who feels like I know it all. I know absolutely nothing, and that's why I'm learning everything. I'm attuned to all, so all can be me. I've realized I'm source, so source is what I give to you, because you are as well. And I know it's going to end. That is the most beautiful part of this chapter, and any book I've ever read, any movie I've ever watched. That's why I think as human beings, we're instinctually programmed and probably biologically engineered to never be satisfied, because then that creates that hunger, that zest, that undying ambition. But for some reason, we get to a place where we become numb. And I see it all the time, whether it be actors and entertainment, it could be comedians, it could even be musicians, artistry, artists, whatever it is. You have a set goal that once you obtain it, you almost become numb. And you kind of lose that fire within you. Some of the greatest artists I've ever listened to in my life were unbelievable with their music. They were starving. They were poor. They were hungry. They wanted to accomplish so many beautiful things. You could hear it in their voice, the way they spoke, the lyrics they sung, the message they brought was so powerful. I was encapsulated by some of these individuals, and I knew they would make it, because I could hear it inside of them. They were present, and they knew they didn't want to end it all before they got to what they wanted. And it's a beautiful blessing and a curse, because it drives you to that position, and then when you get there, well, now what? Oh no, I didn't think much further than this point. That's where the true ones shine. Look at Kobe Bryant, for example. Self-induced Mamba. I think it's kind of weird to give yourself your own nickname, but that's okay. It was interesting to see that he became one of the greatest basketball players to ever exist. And he wasn't done. He went on to make a short film called Dear Basketball. He won an Oscar for it. Went on to do, trade stocks and just money and whatever it is. Like, I don't know if it's like trades or day trading, stuff like that in the marketplace in New York. He went to do that, started his own business, did very well in that. Was starting to go into medical field and do stuff like that. It was crazy to see, like, that's what makes somebody different, is that they know there's a time limit and they set goals and then keep going and accomplishing more. That's why I've said not everybody can have that mindset. So you should set a dream and a vision for yourself that seems impossible. It should take a lifetime to accomplish. Do you know one of mine? I wish to have been so influential in people's lives that they will willingly, openly, and eccentrically follow me to wherever I go to listen to me speak openly. So like to a TED Talk or to an open amphitheater or to anywhere. I want to go there and sit down and talk to everybody to enlighten them with the more open-mindedness that I've been granted. I want to be able to sit in front of people and to inspire them, but not from a religious preacher aspect, not from somebody who's like a college distinguished intellectual being that wants to tutor you and teach you the numbers of psychology and mathematics. I don't want to do any of that. I just want to talk to you. And I feel like when we resonate as friends, as one, as a reflection, you can see the truest part of me. The part nobody sees. The part that I'm probably going to get to the end that only maybe a handful of people ever see and truly admire. Because to be my authentic self is one of the most vulnerable places to most people. And I can understand that. It seems very scary to be the most truest form of yourself. But I think it's the most warming. And I think it's the most refreshing because I can't do anything wrong. If being who I am doesn't sit with you right, I think that's something for yourself to ask. Because I have no ill intent, I have no wants, no yearnings, I'm not even trying to take advantage of you or expectations from you. I'm just being me and enjoying who you are. And you have to realize that when you're your most authentic and bright self, and you're radiating at such a high level, there's going to be some people who don't like it because you highlight the spots of themselves that they're either lacking, that they're afraid to admit, or they're scared because it still needs to be healed. I understand that. I really do. I understand that. I'm even so close to it, I understand at this point. There's been a lot of people in my life who have just never sat right with me, and it's unfortunate for them, because I love them all. And I wish the best for everybody, whether romantic, friendship, or just kind of platonic or just neutral or, man, just somebody I said hello to one day. I don't have expectations for anybody anymore, because then I would be a fool to expect anything from you. Who am I to expect from you? I'm not a judge. I can't judge you. I'm not your parents. I can't, even if I was, I still shouldn't expect anything out of you. You're your own person. I may be source, but not right now. I'm just a part of the emotional enjoyment that you are, this interjection of reality just as you are. So who would I be to sit here and to expect things from you that maybe you can't even do? Sometimes the hardest choices in life are the scariest, and why would I try to make you do anything? Do you know a place that I've obtained has been so comfortable? I'm now chosen, and I've identified as a chosen one. Many are called, but only a few are chosen. So in doing so, it's now my purpose to enlighten you and to help you. And now I've been so comfortable with my empathy and compassion that I'm expecting nothing from anybody moving forward. Because why would I? That would be ignorant of me to think you could do more. Because who am I to tell you what you can do? Can I inspire you to tell you deserve better? Absolutely. Can I heighten you up to your awareness and show you more of the world? Of course. Can I bring you up to a level of confidence that were almost unobtainable by yourself because you didn't have anybody to believe in or a mentor to look up to? Heck yeah, I can. I didn't have it either. But that's the point of being chosen. Is now, once you accept that fate, for the rest of this existence, I have to be chosen now. Really think about that. We've talked about it. Go back and listen to the chosen ones. Anybody who wants to be my life now has to choose me. I will not chase you. You have to choose me. And I choose you. I get that whole Pokemon thing now. I choose you, Pikachu! That's why he's never in the ball. They love each other. I want that Pikachu and Ash relationship, baby. That's the point. Is that, and even in knowing it, right? Even if somehow I obtain it, in the sense of it's brought to me and the person chooses me, it's going to eventually end. So it makes me enjoy it that much more. For the brief time I have, or for the elongated period of my experience. That is why the wishing well is so deep. Because rather than sitting around and wishing for things to change or asking for things to come into your life, why don't you just be it? I challenge you. Rather than asking for love, love yourself. Rather than asking for riches, be rich in what you have. Rather than searching for the newest and brightest thing, look around with what you have already and shine it up. Rather than wanting a brand new car, be thankful for the one that gets you to A to B. Trust me, this is from somebody who got his dream car. And I have low standards, apparently, in the car world. I just love Subarus, man. I know they say it's like a butchy thing, but I'll tell you this, man. I want to go exploring, go off-roading, have a car that growls at me. Man, I'm a blessed man that I got all of it. And remember, I'm not B-less. I'm B-lessed. Because I'm the best. Take time to appreciate the moment. I think I'm very thankful for the fact you even gave this show a listen. There's a plethora of things out there to consume, but for some reason, what I say, it resides with you. It makes you feel anew and happy to be existing. And almost for a brief moment of time, I kind of help you escape the reality. You close your eyes and you listen to my voice, and I tell you about how beautiful the world is, how green the grass is, how amazingly puffy the clouds are above us. The water is glistening, reflecting the light as it's lowering itself, almost making a yellow brick road that I could walk across water across just to go all the way home to source the original fingerprints. Oh my gosh. I closed my eyes. I got a little too attached there for a sec. But it's beautiful because I think this will help you with so many attributes of your life. So let's use for your job, your relationship, whatever it may be, you're single or, you know, whatever it is that you're going through, even your own life expectations or things you're chasing or your family, friends, holidays, whatever it is. Just enjoy it, please. I mean, it's so brief. It's so brief, this existence. It's a blink of an eye. You're going to blink and be 60. So why not enjoy while you're 20, while you're 10, while you're 30, while you're 40? Just have fun with it. Because if you're present in every moment and you know it's going to end, You won't be like everybody else that I see around me. Where did the time go? There is no time, so it went nowhere. You're still here in the same moment, you just think something changed. Oh, I wish this could last forever. It might. If you and I just kind of reside with one another for this brief period of time. If you let me get consumed so deep in your eyes that you don't look away. That you keep eye contact, and I could see the depths of your soul, and really reside with the thing that reflects within me. And for a brief moment, see what we were. That's powerful. That's why it's so important to know that it's going to end. Because imagine you're in just the dream place, right? The dream date, the dream place, your dream house, dream job, whatever it is, and you work so hard for it to obtain it. Do you know how beautiful it is to realize that it's going to be gone one day? I own nothing, and that's been the most freeing concept. I don't own my car. I don't own this equipment. None of this is mine. All of it's going to be gone one day. I'm just enjoying it. That's it. I don't own this house. I don't care my name's on it. It doesn't matter. I'm just being able to sleep in it. I'll build a teepee on the ocean if I need to enjoy myself. Damn it. It's a beautiful place to be. That's why, again, throughout this entirety of this little conversation we were having tonight, or this morning or afternoon, you have to see that the woes with you, the seasonal depression or the downfall or the negativity or the inconsistencies or the drama, this and that, try looking at it from a brighter perspective and everything, because you know now it's going to come to an end. So when you see somebody who's so negative, think to yourself, what experience are they still holding on to that they can't let go? When you see somebody who's dramatic or drama or just always gossiping, ask yourself, what was said about them that they just couldn't go by, that they just couldn't let go? Why are they always so kind of factuated with other people that they don't look at themselves? I wonder if they still don't like themselves. Somebody who's always dating somebody, letting themselves go, easygoing, sleeps with everybody. I wonder why they devalue their own sacred energy so much that they would just willingly give it out to anybody. That's kind of scary to know that they've connected to so many people, and those people that they've connected to, that's a forever lineage now that's inside of your DNA and also your nervous system. That's a scary place to be. And if you don't fast and eat well, you're not going to be able to remove those from yourself. Oof. Be careful what you open the doors for. Trojan horse comes in and all those men hop right out and they ain't going nowhere. You let the horse in. That's why they call it Trojan. We solved a mystery. I think there's a lot to all of this. But I only give you the surface because the precipice of all of it is divinely hidden within you. And if I was to solve the entirety of it, that'd be like starting a movie, this great criminal investigation thing where at the end you have to solve who it is, guess who it was, talk about what happened. And at the beginning of the movie, I'm like, it was Daryl in the library with the candlestick. Like, well, what? That's it? That's all I get? Yep. Nah, man. I want you to find it for yourself. I want you to go on the adventure because the game will eventually end. The family experiences will eventually be gone. The children will eventually move on. You always have yourself. So do yourself a grand favor and get to know yourself more. If you find somebody who really vibes with you, makes you feel alive and scared at the same time, you literally find yourself thinking about them all the time, 24/7, go see what that is. You've got nothing to lose. You literally have everything to gain. Because at the end of the day, say it doesn't work, well, there's a good experience and now a new lesson for yourself. Say it does, there you go. You found a reflection. Say the job. You want to try a new job. Say it doesn't work out. It's all good. Get another one. It's not like you won't be able to do more. You can reset at any time. You can learn anything anytime you want. You can go call somebody anytime you want. There's no limitations. It's all going to come to an end. So if I can leave you with just the most easiest mind thing for yourself, right? Don't be afraid of rejection, because one day no one will remember who you are. Don't be afraid to take chances, to jump and do crazy things. If it's meant for you, it will be there. It will stay and it will not disappear. You'll know what's right for you. You will feel it in your soul. It's not going to be something that I have to convince you of. You will know. You will definitely know all and everything. You'll feel it. You will see it. And you will love it. There's no need to be frightened. I've got you, okay? I'm here. And forever after, when I'm gone, my legacy will be left within all of these virtual shows. Digitally. No matter where it is, you can have it. Downloadable at your consent. That's why I love doing this. I don't do this for views. I don't do this for fame. I don't even do this for money. I do this because I want to show you I know it's going to end. And so the fact that I've been given this ability, this voice, this mindset, and I'm able to totally remove myself and be true source material and give you everything that's riveting with inside of me. That's why I can talk so fast and not even have to think about it, because everything's inside of me. And when I say it, it just comes right out of my mouth, and that I know you'll listen because it's meant for you. I just don't have to do anything anymore. It's almost incredible. It's the things that probably prophecies are rid of, written off of, and written off of, and written off of, and written off of. I really think it's that simple. It's okay to be your goofy self. If they don't like it, don't worry. They're not meant for you. If you want to do crazy voices and you want to do something different, lad, why is the rum gone? Smith! Captain Smith. Just have fun. I do it all the time. Everywhere, no matter where I'm at, I'm very approachable. I'm very open, talkative. There's a reason why people tell me their life story. Because I'm interested. That's why I'm listening. Or else I wouldn't listen. Because I know eventually it's going to end. So I want to know what it is. And your story as well. That's why I think personally I've been so open and accepting of not wanting more anymore. I'm comfortable. I'm sustained. I'm not somebody who's going to be chasing forever. It's not like I can ever, like, I have this hole that can never be filled. No, I'm good. If I watch a movie that I love, I'm chilling. Trust me, I don't need a sequel. We're good over here, baby. We enjoyed the ride. I don't need to have seconds of that dish. If I ate it all, I'm good. I'm going to remember that. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Pour me a glass of wine. That's why I think I'm somebody who has kind of unlocked the keys to the heavenly gates of the castle of my crown chakra. Because I see how beautiful it is up here. And how compelling it is down there at hell, your heel, your root chakra. That's the lowest form of vibration, and it consumes a lot of people. That's why my throat opens you up to the heart, which is within. I am merely something that is allowing you to attune with a higher purpose. And you know what's so beautiful about it? Your purpose is pretty incredible once you see it. Trust me, it doesn't have to be glorified in Hollywood. It doesn't have to be renowned through the echo chamber of time itself. Trust me, everybody will be forgotten one day, because that is what physical things are meant to be. Come and go. The experience, though, and the data, the perspective, those are infinite. And what lasts for eternity. Enjoy the ride. Drive a little bit slower. You deserve it. Eat a little bit slower. The food's majestic. Kiss them a little bit slower. It might be the last one. Sit with them a little bit longer. You may never get it again. Call your mother and tell her you love her. You only get one. Be close to the people who make you feel alive, because eventually you will not. You were ready. And I think it's time for you to enjoy all of it, every moment of it, truly. And I'm sad to see you go, but I'm happy I got to see you be. And in doing so, the most beautiful thing was possible because of this. It was a forever after to eternity with you. Forever and always, wrapped around in my mind, like a beautiful piece of bacon sizzling over my hot dog. You're with me until the buns are gone, baby. Let's wrap it up. By the way, mustard is the best thing for hot dogs. If you tell me it isn't, or you put ketchup, you need to grow up. Okay? I love you. Oh, man. I think that's what makes me so happy and so comfortable to do these shows. I knew very soon I won't be doing them anymore. So why not just give you everything I have in a little compartment box for you to enjoy? So, you're enough, and I love you. You are everything I could have expected, and I'm utterly intoxicated with you. I'm a schmitten little kitten for everything you do. So thank you for being you. And remember, it's not going to last forever. everything comes to an end. So if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love.